Let's get some election night analysis now from Paul Singer, Washington correspondent at USA Today, is with us live this morning. First of all, why are you live? Did you just pull an all-nighter, or is there some blackmail involved here?
No, I just couldn't wait to talk to you, so, you know, had to get up and do it in the morning.
What were your takeaways from last night, by the way?
Well, you know, good night for Democrats, obviously. I think in your lead-in, you hit on the major theme is that Democrats are hoping, underscore the word hoping, that this is a harbinger of success for 2018. But that's hoping. But for now, they can be very happy today that they have won an election for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah. To be fair, they were favored in both, right? Although things got a little uncomfortable, I guess, for Mr. Northam toward the end in Virginia.
That's right. New Jersey was never really in any kind of meaningful doubt. Things did get uncomfortably close for Mr. Northam in Virginia, but the result in Virginia, he wins by, I guess, a 9-point spread. That's 2 or 3 points better than what Hillary Clinton had done in Virginia, where she had won by a 5 or 6-point spread in 2016. So that's an advantage. But also, it's worth taking a note of the Virginia House of Delegates, which Republicans, it's 100 seats in the House, and Republicans had a 17-seat majority. As of this morning, I think, I'm still waiting for the last results to fly in here. As of this morning, it's basically tied. There's a couple of seats out. Democrats could actually win the Virginia House. That would be a dramatic surprise.
Yeah, that'd be a big flip. The Republicans, you said, had a 17-seat majority?
Yeah.
That'd be a big turnaround.
And it's a big turnaround because no one really knows the House of Delegates, right? I mean, these people, there's no advertising, there's no... So it's really, you're going in there and you're pulling a lever for a party. If everybody in Virginia decided to reject the incumbent Republicans, that's a scary sign for Republicans.
Is that one of the reasons why the governor's race in Virginia was so closely watched for the potential of down-ballot stuff?
That's part of it. It was also closely watched because, of course, there was a candidate there, Ed Gillespie, the Republican candidate, was very well known. He was attempting to walk this fine line where he could talk about some of the same issues that Mr. Trump was talking about, but not actually invite Mr. Trump into the state and not actually stand next to him. You know, basically, can you beat Trump without Trump? And the answer appears to be no.
We're speaking live this morning with Paul Singer, Washington correspondent at USA Today, talking about election night results, primarily in Virginia. So dive into that a little bit more, the President Trump factor in Virginia, because he did not campaign with Mr. Gillespie. Yet yesterday morning, right, there was a robocall with Mr. Trump's voice on it saying, vote for this guy. And then after the loss by Mr. Gillespie last night, Mr. Trump seemed to be distancing himself from him, at least on Twitter.
It was the fastest turnaround I've ever seen. I mean, he did tweet several times during the week and in the run-up that Gillespie's the right guy and that Northam is bad on crime and the wrong guy. And you're right, he did this robocall. And then within like half an hour after the results were declared, Trump, who was in South Korea giving a major address, or about to, tweeted that the problem with Gillespie was he didn't embrace me and my ideas enough.
Mm.
It's sort of the, this is not my fault, I didn't do this, it's Virginia's problem. It was kind of stunning. And by the way, a lot of President Trump's supporters in the sort of Steve Bannon wing of the party came out with these scathing statements about how Gillespie's just part of the swamp and he never believed any of this stuff and he's just more establishment, we don't need him. So it was amazing how quickly they turned and threw him over the edge.
Is the next thing to watch the 2018 midterms? Do we have everything between now and then that could indicate something one way or the other?
Well, probably. I mean, you'd be interested to see what happens in the Alabama Senate race in December. That's Roy Moore, the firebrand conservative, who's running. This is to replace Jeff Sessions in the Senate. There is a Democrat running against him, Doug Jones. It is conceivable that race is not as widespread as you would expect. In the deep red state, Democrats are being very quiet about that race because they don't want to support Jones loudly because then people might realize he's a Democrat. If Roy Moore loses that, well, that is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing a few minutes. As always, Paul, much appreciated. Paul Singer, Washington correspondent at USA Today, with us live this morning with a little post-election day analysis. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.